Each year, our news department covers and writes about all kinds of topics. Often, the most negative stories get the most attention, but for me, the stories that keep me looking forward to coming in every day are the ones that showcase the generosity of people and improvements to our communities. Number 5 on my list of top stories was a selection of Rachel Van Erdewyk as the Carroll Public Library's new director. The search for a new director began in November of 2016 with the resignation of Brandy Ledford. The search took nearly 4 months before Van Erdewyk, a Carroll native, was chosen to lead the library. She was less than 6 months into her time at the helm when the vote to build a new library was approved by voters. Van Erdewyk has also pursued adding maker spaces and more programming area to the library. As a huge fan of libraries my entire life, it will be exciting to see what new amenities will be coming to the library in the future. It is uncommon that I am completely surprised by an announcement from the listening area, but the gift of $5.7 million to be used by Sac City for the beautification of the community caught me entirely off guard. John Chris, a Sac City businessman, left the money in the hands of a trust made up of two of his closest friends and the mayor of Sac City. Since projects have started, the community has seen the construction of a new $100,000 shelter house, new recreational areas, new street signs, and much more. It is anticipated that the gift will continue to fund many incredible projects in Sac City for years to come. One of my favorite things about this job is telling others about the wonderful things people do for people in need. One of those people is Andrew Leonard, owner of Carroll's own Liminal Warrior. Leonard creates gorgeous handcrafted wooden flags that are absolutely awe-inspiring when seen in person. Not only is his craftsmanship unbelievable, Leonard donates 60% of his proceeds to Puppy Jake, an organization that trains service dogs for disabled veterans. After 8 years in the Air Force, Leonard continues to give back to those in need. For people who don't know, I'm a big fan of sports, particularly football, and it was fun for me to see a story I covered since I started at Carroll Broadcasting nearly completed. In February, voters approved the construction of a new athletic complex on Grant Road to replace the aging stadium by a nearly 75% vote. The vote was passed for a $6.2 million referendum to help fund the facility, and excitement increased when bids came in well under budget. As of right now, the old stadium is completely torn down, and the new field should be complete before the start of the 2018 football season. And my top story of the year is without a doubt reporting live from a standoff in Westside. In May, a man barricaded himself inside his home. The man was wanted on federal search warrants. The tense scene played out for several hours with teams from the Iowa State Patrol, Division of Narcotic Enforcement, and the Crawford County Sheriff's Office surrounding the residence. Fortunately, the incident was resolved peacefully after law enforcement used chemical munitions and took the suspect into custody. This served as probably one of the most extreme examples of what lengths officers will go through to keep the public safe. And it is truly difficult to choose our favorites from the hundreds of stories we put together each year. I could fill hours talking about things I've covered or meetings I've been to, but we are beginning a new year of bringing more news to you. I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones, wishing you a Happy New Year's.